Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. This is about Nick Fuentes, someone I became aware of recently. Now, as part of the United Kingdom's anti-misogyny strategy, so-called, unveiled by the Labour government, they say, well, the reason they need to do this is because boys are sometimes swayed by influencers, the likes of Nick Fuentes and indeed Andrew Tate. Mr. Tate has been remanded in custody in Romania, facing charges of rape and whatever sexual exploitation, things like that. Mr. Fuentes is not. Now, by the way, I'm not jumping the gun on the Tate trial. Maybe the two Tate brothers are totally innocent. But coming back to Fuentes, so Fuentes alone is loathsome. Now, just because I'm skeptical about this plan, and I think it's actually just for England, not the UK, doesn't mean that I endorse Fuentes at all. And what I dislike is people calling him far right, as though right wingers like me have any got any connection with him. The so-called far right, if you look into it, actually not right wing at all. They definitely want social engineering. They're against free markets and so on. And the capitalism's always going to lead to immigration and emigration and so on. So hiring and firing the best person, not on a racist basis, giving jobs to the best people, women, men, whoever, gay people, straight people, and so forth. That would be the capitalism I would stand for, and not the discrimination that he believes in. And he's against equality of opportunity as well. So he's an anti-intellectual loudmouth. He's just detestable. So he said all sorts of horrendous things, like praising a socialist, naming Hitler. Now, most socialists despise Hitler just as much as I do. But Nazism was national socialism. They certainly didn't respect private property, and I know the Social Democrats in Germany were some of the most gallant in fighting against him. And Fuentes said the Holocaust did not happen. Close quotation. It's staggering how sickening it should say that. One of the most clearly attested events in history, with just a mountain of evidence that I've met two Holocaust survivors, have been to Sachsenhausen concentration camp, and things like that. There's this idea, David Cesarini, the Holocaust scholar, said that you'll have these Holocaust deniers say that people were briefed to give false testimony at Nuremberg and other trials since, that people were tattooed to make it look real, that the documents were secreted in archives to be found decades later, that so-called whatever concentration camps and extermination camps were built and then partly destroyed to make it look like they'd existed for these purposes and blah blah blah. So, I mean, I know you could quibble about the numbers. Was it 6 million? Was it 5.5 million? Was it 7 million? What does killed mean? Okay, shot, gassed. How about dying from typhus or dysentery? That's not directly killed. Is that the Holocaust or not? But anyway, despite some arguing around the boundaries, there's absolutely no question that the Holocaust, HaShoah, happened. They're survivors. They're people like Adolf Eichmann, the perpetrators. There's some of the Totenkopfverbände guards. There's some of the Sonderkommando who survived. And yeah, it's just really beyond argument. But someone who's that dishonest, who's that insanely evil to deny that, it's difficult to engage with this person. Should we even bother? Life's too short. The trouble is, what he says is consequential. There are enough people that are frankly thick who will fall for what he says. And so we go on. I said, Hitler was awesome. No, he wasn't. Hitler was absolutely monstrous and satanic. How can you say that? You're against losers. At the very least, you can say he's a loser. So, a mass murderer starting wars of aggression, taking away free expression, fair trials, right to appeal, right to strike, right to join a trades union, interracial marriage, women's rights, all sorts, gun rights. How could he, it's hard to think of a single positive thing about him, but there are very many extremely negative things about him. You wouldn't want to go back to that if you've got a brain in the right place. And so he has also perpetuated anti-Semitic myths, saying that organized Jewry is pulling the wires of government, of high finance, of the media, and blah blah blah. Said, oh yes, and then he's a Christian nationalist. Talmudic Jews either to leave the leave, need to leave the country, be converted. Now, Mr. Fuentes is American, by the way, but the whole idea of America is it's open to people of all faiths. I mean, even before the Revolution, the 13 colonies, people left Great Britain and Ireland partly to avoid religious discrimination. And I know the states of the colonies they did discriminate, not as severely as the British Isles. And after independence, the states could discriminate, and they did for decades. by law against the other Christian denominations, but the federal government did not, that there would be equality. And surely that's a good thing. So no one should be mistreated for believing or disbelieving in any religion. And whether that's Jews or Buddhists or Muslims or Christians or atheists or whoever. Wow. So it is revolting yet again. He's just a vile individual. And so should it goes on. And, you know, Christianity is meant to be merciful, meant to be against genocide. You know, Jesus, meek and mild, suffer the little children to come unto me. He thought that segregation was a good thing, which is grossly unfair. Why should I not have black friends? Why should I not have a black girlfriend? And I have had. Why should I not marry a black lady? Or we shouldn't mix together, children playing together. Remember, was little children, a little child having friends of different races. You know, race is really just skin deep. We're all human beings. No one should be mistreated on this basis. Would he like it if black people were in charge and whites were in the inferior position? You know, we're only 13% of the population, way less of that of the wealth and almost no political power. Maybe he wouldn't think segregation was such a good thing then, which took away people's rights to socialize with whom they wanted. Said that Jim Crow wasn't that bad. Jim Crow was very, very bad. So I'm very glad that there was no Jim Crow laws. No, we shouldn't be kept away. People shouldn't be discriminated against in education or in employment. And having separate facilities were no big deal. Those who have suffered the substandard facilities realized it was a very big deal, having underfunded education and crammed in on the train or whatever, and having to give up their seat, even if it's a sort of a disabled old woman, to a healthy young white man like him. It's just appalling what he says. And it goes on. And he says that there's white genocide. There is no white genocide. There he denies a real genocide and perpetuates the lie that there's white genocide and so on. He says a lot of women want to be raped. Wow. It's hard to know what to say to that one. Goodness. But if someone wants sexual intercourse, then by definition, it's not rape. I mean, this is a very, very serious crime indeed. Don't want it to happen to anyone. And then this crime is committed partly because of people like Nick Fuentes, who says that doing this sort of thing is okay. He ought to weigh his words. Words lead to action. Some monsters will listen to what he says and go out and do what he's encouraged them to do, and so on. So he's had people reciting this sick oath, "I will kill, rape, and die for Nicholas J. Fuentes." Wow. Well, I mean, I'm not a pacifist, but killing is something one should really try to avoid and only do in extremis. Rape was something one should never, ever do. It's uncomfortable to even utter the word. How sick. He's made all sorts of disparaging remarks about non-white people. So saying that Indian Americans should go back home, as though, well, surely American citizens of any ethnicity, and that includes those of the Indian ethnicity, have the absolute right to be in the USA. Now, Nick Fuentes is partly Mexican extraction, and there's some people who are anti-Hispanic and say that Mexican Americans are not real Americans, and there was serious discrimination against them in the early part of the 20th century in some countries like California before the Hispanic community became so large. No. So he should, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't have liked it when his grandparents or great-grandparents suffered, and they shouldn't suffer. You know, what's wrong with equality? What's wrong with treating people as decently? We're all human beings, and things like that. Saying that women are all about babies. Well, I mean, women obviously can become pregnant, can give birth. They're not obliged to become pregnant. You know, I don't mind if women become pregnant or not. Not choosing not to have children is a legitimate choice. And I realize that's not great for the future human race. But, you know, people like Nick Fuentes are going to put women off having relationships with men. Why are men not required to sire children? I mean, how old is he? 27 now. How many children has he sired? Anyway, he's just terrible. Talking about a white uprising, seeing things as a racial conflict. And it really doesn't need to be like that. You know, we can all be friends. We can all be on each side. So it's just people who are very dim, are very limited, try to categorize us and think that the races are so different and that matters so much to people. I mean, I'm white, you might have noticed. It's very unimportant to me. It's a bit like saying I was born on a Sunday. You know, that doesn't shape my character. It's not a big part of my identity. Goodness. So Nick Fuentes is certainly very, very bad news. It'd be great if he never said anything in public ever again, unless he's to completely recant all these absolutely vomit-inducing things that he said. And he's sure to reflect on the very real harm he's done to a lot of people by what he said. Anyway, Nick Fuentes, the most gentle thing I could say, we're trying to be kind, I would say just grow up. You know, he's 27. If he was 12, this might be more forgivable. But, you know, he's gone so far. And he's made a career out of this. And this really is hate speech. I know people often wrongly say things are hate speech, but this really is. He's the mirror image of people like Julius Malema. Okay. Anyway, do what you can to promote racial harmony. Thanks for watching my channel. Goodbye.